Ladies and gentlemen, the Holloways Baptist Church Adult Choir.
The prophets had talked about it. The story had been told in the temple for generations. And then the King of Glory, the Messiah, had entered the world through the back door of a dirty, smelly old stable. Here he was, God, the long-awaited promised Son. Down through the ages, he's been called King of the Jews, Lamb of God, Prince of Peace, our Savior, had many names. But those of us who have come to know him and to trust him in with our lives, there's only one name that stands out more than any other name, and that is the name of Jesus. Jesus, name above all names. About a young couple engaged to be married. Mary, a devout Jewish young virgin, had received the news from an angel that she had been chosen by God to bear a child who would be Son of the Most High. Mary and Joseph responded to God's call that would change their lives. They had traveled far from home to the little town of Bethlehem to pay their taxes according to the law. But it was more than that. A miracle was waiting for them. On this special night, just 5 miles from Jerusalem, the prophecy of long ago was finally fulfilled.
Oh,
silent, holy night was just the beginning of the Bethlehem story. Mary and Joseph's eyes fell upon the face of the baby Jesus, one who had come from heaven. They bowed beside the rough wooden manger filled with hay and prayerfully whispered his name, Jesus. Near Bethlehem, with praise as they announced the Savior's arrival. The messages of the angels were, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth, goodwill to men. Jesus accomplished both of these with his birth. God was now with us in a way he had never been before. Like those angels, we can proclaim it. Jesus is God, and we welcome him into our hearts.
Thank you.
Visitors who came to pay honor to the baby king were a bunch of confused and frightened shepherds. After being told by a sky full of angels that the Messiah had been born, the shepherds wasted no time in finding Jesus, just in the place and the way the angels had said. He would be, I'm sure, the shepherds had many questions about that night, but then they vowed to worship him, and it was clear to them that this baby was unlike any other who had ever been born. Shepherds, Mary. She had questions too, but deep in her heart, she knew exactly who she held in her arms. That helpless little newborn who laid in that manger that first Christmas night, though he would grow up to be the son of a poor carpenter, when he became a man, he would teach people about his heavenly Father and God's love. He would show them the true meaning of love and greatness. His mission would not be completed until it took him to Calvary and the cross. And even then, his story would not be finished.
Mary, did you know that your baby would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child you delivered will soon deliver you. Thank you.
Scripture says that when Jesus was born, he was put in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger. In our minds, the manger has become forever identified with Jesus' coming. It's almost as if the spotlight of history shines on it, so we can't ignore it or forget that it's at the very heart of Christmas. There is only Jesus, God's only begotten Son, who was born for our salvation. Jesus made a place in a stable that holy night, and the Christ of Bethlehem also wants to make a place for himself with us. We should rejoice, for we're no longer bound by the Jewish laws of sin, but we live in grace and in peace. Let every heart echo the song of the angels for Mary's wonderful child, Emmanuel, has come to earth. God is with us. Scripture was rich with so many prophecies about the one that God would send to redeem us. The prophecies of his birth, his life, his death, and the resurrection of Jesus have been fulfilled. Our Savior has come. And that is why during this season and every day, we must be filled. We should be filled. We are filled with joy and hope. I'm going to ask you, the members of the congregation, to stand with me. We're going to sing Joy to the World as Miss Ruth leads us. Page 97, if you need your book.
Joy to the world.
Savior, thank you for coming to earth so long ago. What a wonderful gift your Father has given us. What a wonderful gift you were then and you are now. We pray that this will be a moment we will make you the center of our lives. That if you're not the center of our lives, that we will ask you to be and come into the center of our lives. For you make everything new and everything wonderful and everything real. We love you, Lord. We have come this day to worship, to praise, and to lift up the name above all names, Jesus. And all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.